Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring is the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 23rd through the 25th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Well, light to moderate cash cattle trade did develop during the day yesterday as both sides appear to be trying to wrap up as much business ahead of the widespread winter storm system which is moving through cattle country today. This is likely to impact overall movement of cattle through the end of the week, as well as the ability to sell additional cattle before the long weekend. Cattle sold about a dollar lower yesterday and will likely set the tone for any remaining cattle on show lists that need to be sold before the end of the week. We were looking at about $124 trade here in our part of the country. Futures trade expected mixed but generally weak here today. Triple digit losses in nearby hog futures continue to focus on the overall uncertainty ahead of the hog and pork complex. The signing of the Phase 1 trade deal with China has brought about increased pressure to most commodity markets, as traders' reactions to what's revealed in the documents was anything but positive. Nearby lean hog futures contracts have fallen by about $5 since the beginning of the year, adding even more bearish undertones throughout the entire complex. Wheat markets are posting gains at all three exchanges overnight, a welcome respite from yesterday's red numbers. Wheat bulls received quite a punch in the mouth yesterday with double-digit losses for most winter wheat contracts, with March Kansas City wheat suffering the largest single-day loss since November. The selling pressure in wheat seemed more technical in nature than anything after Kansas City failed above $5 and March Chicago wheat failed above $5.70. Funds have completely extinguished their short positions in Chicago and Kansas City and have even built modest long positions, so the path of least resistance moving forward could be lower. Corn futures higher overnight, clawing back a portion of the bloodbath witnessed yesterday as traders soured on the Phase 1 deal. The reaction across the grain room has been the classic buy the rumor, sell the facts setup, although one day of selling does not make a trend. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment. It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 1st at 12:30 at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 60 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to dvauction.com or you can call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 1st at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma, 580-552-1555. At the close yesterday, February live cattle down 47, 126.12, April down 107, 126.42, March feeder cattle down 35, 144.82, April down 40 cents, 147.80, February hogs down a dollar at 66.87. Kansas City wheat, March down 11 3 quarters, 484 and 3 quarters. May was down 11 3 quarters yesterday, 492 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, March down 8 cents, 565 and a quarter. May down 7 and 3 quarters at 566 and a quarter. March corn down 12 cents, 375 and a half. May was down 11 and a half, 382 and a half. March soybeans down 4 and 3 quarters at 924. May down 4 and 3 quarters at 937 and a quarter. March cotton down 10 cents, 7022. May down 20 cents at 7119. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.